welcome to this AHDB Horticulture podcast. In August 2018, DEFRA sent out a request for views and within 3 months had received around 900 responses. In April 2020, a summary of those views were published by the government, of which Victoria Prentice's foreword stated that 64% felt that there was a need for the statutory levy to continue. However, it also identified that there is a desire for an overhaul of the current structure of AHDB and its governance in order to operate in a more modern way to reflect the needs of the modern market. With me is Hayley Campbell-Gibbons. Hayley has more than 15 years' experience in rural affairs, including over a decade as Chief Policy Advisor to the National Farmers Union, or NFU, where she specialised in horticulture. For the last year and a half, Hayley has been our AHDB Board and Horticulture Sector Chair. Thanks for joining us today, Hayley. Nicholas Saphir, the Chair of AHDB, has recently announced the AHDB's new commitment to levy payers, acknowledging the findings of the request for views, which state that there's a need for the statutory levy. The statement from Nicholas says, "We must deliver better value for money, focus on key priorities that make a positive difference to your business and help grow British agriculture and horticulture." Can you tell us, for horticulture levy payers, what that looks like?
Thank you. I wanted to add some more flavour to those AHDB corporate level commitments, which are all very important and every sector, every board is supportive of. But of those 900 responses that you mentioned, almost 200 of them were from the horticulture sector. And so I think it's important to go into a little bit more detail to set out how we're going to respond to the horticulture feedback that we received, because I know there are some quite specific areas that growers have concerns about and we're frustrated with. So it's important to address those and actually set out how we want to do business with our growers in future. But I want growers to take away from this that we are committed to doing better in all of the areas that they've highlighted, and that the bottom line is that we are open and receptive to change. AHDB is a farmer and grower owned, if you like, and led body. So it means that everything we do has to have a meaningful impact, and growers, I think, have to really be at the heart of the decisions that we make and the investments that we make in the horticulture sector.
With that in mind, can you take us through the key areas that you're looking at, and perhaps starting with the levy?
The four main areas of feedback that we had from the horticulture sector were around the levy, were around governance, were around communications and engagement, and also on our activity. So if I start with the levy, it's quite a stark figure, but only 38% of growers told us that they were content with the current levy calculation. Now, that didn't come as a surprise to anybody. The levy has been a long-standing point of frustration, and I know that from my days spent at the NFU working with growers. And the crux of that issue is that we currently take the levy on the entire turnover of a business. Now, for those businesses that have got integrated packing operations, it means that they are paying levy on the whole business, the whole enterprise, rather than just the value of the harvestable crop. So that's something that we've set up a working group on. There's a renewed momentum behind that group because we're all starting to sort of get back into it, I think, after the last few months. And as part of that, we're exploring other options for calculations and whether we can have differences for different sectors. So we've got growers involved in that work, and I know it's a real point of frustration for the industry, but we are committed and we have DEFRA support for proposing changes to the statutory instrument where required. We've also been able to find a couple of areas where we can make more immediate changes. So the levy form is now online, it's simpler to fill out. We reduced the levy this year to 0.45%, and we've been looking to strip out costs and prioritise activity around that. So growers will already start to notice a difference, but that is a fundamental piece of work that we are committed to do. The second area of feedback that we had from growers was that only 29% of them said that the current board and committee structure served them well. Now, The problem with the request for views feedback, in a sense, is that you can't interrogate that data. So you can't say, well, is that just at the organisational level? Is that at a horticulture level? I think we have to read it as a bit of both. So as Nicholas outlined in his statement, that we, at a corporate level, we've committed to reviewing the entire governance structure, and I am part of that working group. But at a horticulture level, I think we do need to look at whether we are maximising all the opportunities we have to engage with growers and stakeholders. We're really lucky to have 60 or so growers that sit on our panels and that committee structure that sits beneath the board, and that the value that they bring to helping us prioritise and choose where we invest is invaluable. But can we do more? Can we do better? How do we engage with growers that don't sit on the panels? If the last few months have taught us anything, it's that we can make much better use of digital technologies. So again, are there other ways that we can entice growers and make it more appealing to get involved with HDB and make that process more two-way? So certainly putting growers at the heart of governance and decision-making is absolutely critical on that list. And the Horticulture Board as well is very committed to maximising the value in that engagement that we have. Another area of feedback that we had from growers around our communications, it's a confused landscape. And what we've learned from the feedback is that for some growers, it works really well. Some growers would like a little bit less, and some growers want some more. So we need to cut through this feedback again and look at, well, where are our communications landing? What are we doing really well? And where can we do better? I think one of the key things that has come through the feedback, though, is that our communications can be more targeted and more transparent. So we're very good at explaining all the work and all the investments that we've got ongoing. And a lot of our work is very technical, as it needs to be. But we're probably not doing as good a job of actually saying, well, what does this mean for me as a grower? You know, what is my investment actually delivering? What benefit am I getting within my business because of this particular project? So that's something that we're very aware of, and we're going to be working through. And again, there's lots of other ideas, and I'm really open, as is the board, to other ideas and suggestions from growers who are on our panels or who aren't on our panels as to what they think works and what they think doesn't. But certainly we want to do better on the areas of communications that growers don't think are landing with them. Another area of feedback that we had from growers, and I see this as a real clear mandate, is that 70% of them almost want more research. So growers are telling us that AHDB in the horticulture sector operates in this pre-competitive applied research space, and that role is valuable. Nobody else occupies that space, and I see that as a real positive endorsement of the work that we do. So again, I think it's about us taking that feedback, and as we consider the new strategy, making sure that we are honouring that mandate from growers, that they want to see that continued focus on the really important, you know, I describe it as the day-to-day, helping growers to overcome those pest, weed, disease challenges, that it makes more sense for growers to invest and tackle collaboratively rather than doing it alone. So our research focus will remain, and I think that's a direct response to the feedback that growers have given us.
Thanks for that. Can you outline what the next steps look like?
Later this autumn, HDB will be launching its new five-year strategy and a business plan to go alongside that. That will be an opportunity for growers and for the whole industry to tell HDB what they think about that, what they think about the focus. I think it's a solid strategy. I think it offers real clarity of purpose to the organisation. From a horticulture perspective, our priority remains the same. It's crop protection, and it's tackling those pest, weed and disease challenges that growers tell us that's where they want the levy invested. So our focus won't change from that. But I do think there's another important bit of feedback we had in the request for views, and that is an emerging interest amongst growers in the environment, in EU exit support, in a little bit more analysis of some of the new policy agenda that we're having to adapt to. So as I say, you know, the majority of our investment will always be in research, but I think that we do have to acknowledge that AHDB will have a role to play in providing evidence and information and analysis on some of the big political agenda items that growers are going to increasingly have to contend with and that will impact on their business.
Hayley, thank you for taking the time to be here with us. We have discussed a lot, but in summary, the views of levy payers will be sought on the new strategy. A review of the governance structure will be taking place, and the horticulture levy will be examined.
We want to hear from you. So if you would like to comment on this podcast or have any suggestions for what you would like our future podcast to look at, please visit the AHDB website, ahdb.org.uk, and fill out the feedback form. Thank you to our guest, Hayley Campbell-Gibbons, podcast producer, Aisha Shabner, editor, Josh Borthwick. Stay safe and stay well. I am Jennifer Morgan, and thanks for listening.